The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to the Lord, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
This reading is certainly one of the most beautiful in the Bible. It begins simply with the words, do not let your hearts be troubled. Did you know that these words appear in the Bible 365 times, which means you can use one for every day when you have a bad day? In today's gospel reading, Jesus is getting closer to his own death. And in such a time as this, where others would be terribly frightened with their own end, he is more concerned about those whom he loves and their current fears about their future. Certainly fear coupled with grief are felt deeply when we see someone we love die. We feel a deep loss and emptiness and wonder if our own lives will feel normal again at any time future. We wonder, what has this person represented in our lives and what will carry forth in her absence? Jesus said in this reading, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you might be also. Jesus comes from God and so returns to God after preparing a way for us to follow. There's comfort in knowing that death is not the final event, only one in a sequence of events that lead to the promise of life after death. Within this context of this reading and with the promise of life offered to us, we remember Zaji, or Ellen, who was not just sure about the Lord, but lived a life that demonstrated that faith in the character of her every day. She was unassuming, yet very much aware of everything that was going on in her life and in yours. She was straight with you, yet humorous and gentle when you needed it. She was feisty, sometimes strongly opinionated, and when it came to baseball, her grandson, there was no one better in the field. Her pride in her family would shine in her conversations with others, yet every so often you can tease her about an issue and you can get that look that Carl and I feared. She seemed quiet and resolute, but don't let that kid you. She was wise and two steps ahead of you in your thinking. She was playful and extremely hardworking, but loved to share ideas and her experiences. I never knew someone could speak so much about cooking shows and all the meals that were paired on TV, but never cooked. Oh yes, Hamburger Helper was a big thing for the family, and the daughters actually liked it. But cooking now? Oh no, not Zaji. Zaji came to St. Timothy's in 2007 and sat quietly in the back there for about a month. Then she slowly began to help us in little things. Slowly but surely, she became the backbone of so much that went on in this place. The kitchen was her castle. Again, for someone who doesn't cook, it strikes me as amazing that she knows every dish and who it belongs to. She doesn't cook. Zaji was known to myself and Carl as the boss. You may wonder how in the world she got this title. Well, let me tell you. One Monday, I came into my office, and you know what? All my books were in order. I walked in and felt something strange had happened. Yes, my books were in order, and there was no trash around in my office. That same day, Zaji, the boss, came at about 10 a.m. and with her slow swagger style, walked into my office and sat down. She had a smile that betrayed something on her mind. I said to her, do you know something? Someone must have cleaned my books and I can hardly recognize the office anymore. Then she laughed. And I knew it was her immediately. That same day, Carl and I were having a short meeting towards the end of the day, and the boss came into the office again and sat down. We asked her how she was doing, and she said she had done some things around the church. When I was getting ready to leave, I picked up my briefcase. As though she couldn't help herself, the boss, said to me, "You're not going to leave your desk like that, are you?" Childishly and sheepishly, I said, and laughed, "Oh, no, not me." And I began to clean up my desk immediately. Meanwhile, I noticed Carl running to his office and fixing it up and cleaning it up. With Zaji along our side, with Carl and me, we did a lot of fun stuff together. We did funerals together. We did weddings together. I did the service. Carl got all the administrative stuff done, and the boss got the parish hall ready and the food served, and we all cleaned up. And after we sat down, we talked, we shared, and we laughed. God, I miss this woman. She has become so much of a part of my life here. Her fingerprints and memories are everywhere all around us. So my worry now is this. 2 days before the boss died, Carl and I went to see her in Yuma. She was visibly in pain, and her daughters and granddaughter were just magnificent in the care that they gave her. Meeting her every needs, every medical request that she had, they were there and at the spot. They were just wonderful. And at that one point, Zaji turned to me and to Carl, and she says, coming into this world is easy and painless, at least for me. But this going out, this is not good. I don't like it, and I'm going to tell God about it. Oh, dear. Poor God. I guess the boss is getting many things in order up there and some things straight together. Just like Jesus came and made a way for us to follow, I believe Zaji came into our lives and has shown us a way to follow as well. Her love, her joy, her faith have taught me how to live, how to love, and how to be. She is now with the Lord and in peace. Maybe some things and some projects are getting done up there, who knows? But thank God for this wonderful woman. This friend, this mom, this grandmother, this wife, this sister, this witness will truly be who witnessed to how to be present in this world and to us. We love you, boss, and thank you.